keeping Wisconsin's midterm elections secure is an all-hands-on-deck effort. And it turns out there are a lot of hands, from the county and municipal clerks who manage a lot of the ground-level business of ballots and registration, to the state and federal authorities who handle election infrastructure and enforce election law. WPR's Jenny Peek has been reporting on this very complex process. And to start, could you remind us why election security has such a high profile this time around?
Absolutely. So on September 22nd of 2017, Wisconsin was notified that it was one of 21 states targeted by Russian hackers before the 2016 presidential election. Now, those attempts were unsuccessful. That's really important to note, but it has definitely led to increased scrutiny on the topic.
And so then, looking at the process of keeping elections secure, who all is in charge of running Wisconsin's elections?
You know, Wisconsin has, like you said, a lot of hands on deck. There are 1,852 municipal clerks and 72 county clerks. Together, with the help of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, they run Wisconsin's elections.
So how do we then ensure that those state officials, the municipal clerks, the county clerks, keep the election secure?
So Reed Magny is the spokesman for the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and he says very simply that voting is supposed to be the same for everybody across the state, whether you're in Milwaukee or Madison, or you're in a small town like the town of Farmington. So clerks are required to do things the same. If you submit an absentee ballot, you fill it out, it's witnessed by a clerk, it's put in a secure envelope, and it's locked up until election day. The machines that people use on elections are tested, and they're required to be the same across the state. And we have a voter registration log that makes sure that everyone who is voting is already registered.
So all of those processes are the same. That said, though, where you vote can be very different. You know, some people are used to going to a polling place that's at a school or a library or something like that. And there are actually places in Wisconsin where they do what's called kitchen table voting?
Yeah, for absentee ballots, there are clerks in really small towns that don't always have access to a town hall or an office that you would typically think of, a library, something like that. And so they'll invite people in their community to their kitchens, to their dining rooms, to cast absentee ballots. They're required to do it in a very specific way, and they take a ton of pride in making sure that they're doing it as safely as possible.
Yeah, we're in a time when elections in both the state and across the country are changing because of these concerns about election security. What all is changing, and can kitchen table voting be part of that still?
Definitely. In 2002, Congress passed something called the Help America Vote Act, and it was meant to completely streamline the way voting happens in the nation, including the statewide voter registration database. Before then, Wisconsin communities with less than 1,500 residents weren't required to have voter registration, which is pretty wild if you think about it. With the Elections Commission coming up with different safety protocols, they have a lot of trainings. They're kind of continuously communicating with these municipal clerks across the state to make sure the process is as planned. And if there are any issues, they run audits or they reach out and make sure everything's running smoothly. So even though it seems a little unwieldy and intimate for that matter, it really is secure.
And there can be perks of having an election system with so many people involved, right?
One of the people I spoke to throughout this process was Kevin Kennedy. He ran the Wisconsin statewide election agencies for decades. And he said this quote that I think really summed it up really well. The beauty of rural government is that your municipal officials are your friends, your neighbors, and your family. It creates more challenges, but regardless of that, you know, you really get to know the people that are running the elections and essentially driving this people-powered system of electing your representatives.
WPR's Jenny Peek, thanks so much for connecting us with some of those people.
Thanks so much, Brady.